Hey guys, it's Erin. Recording a podcast live from my car, my 2010 Chevy Impala. Yay, Impalas, woo. Anyway, so here's what I'm doing today. I'm driving to go put air in my tires because, my goodness, winter is killing me. What else was I going to say? Also, I think I recorded something earlier. Did not mean to. Sorry about that. But yeah, welcome to the podcast, guys. I'm Erin Stone, the Erin Stone Show. Currently driving in my car. And, I gotta say, those green mountains, they're looking a little white. I mean, when you go into the distance, they're white. But close up, they don't really have a lot of snow on them. Anyway, so today was one of those days where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to be lazy as all heck. I almost said all hell. Yeah, so lazy as all hell I was going to be. But I decided, you know what? I woke up. I was like, you know what? Today's a beautiful day. I'm going to go make the most of it. So what I did, I went to the Vermont Coffee Company. It's like right down the road from where I live in Middlebury, just outside of there. Their coffee roaster. Good stuff, good stuff. I got an eggnog latte. That was pretty good. I really liked the taste of that. Kind of had that Christmassy holiday vibe, which, you know, it's December, so of course you want to get into that. Yeah, absolutely. So I did that, and then I was like, you know what, I'm going to go drive around, whatever, get air in my tires, etc. But then I was like, oh crap, I forgot my sunglasses. So then I had to drive home, luckily, you know. And then I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to eat too, so I ate too. And now I'm finally on the road. It's now 2 o'clock. One of my friends and I, we're going to surprise another brewery because why not? I love craft beer. It's kind of a problem, but whatever. There's worse things to love. And I do love this alternative station, 99.9. Ugh, so good, so good. When I moved out to Vermont, I was like, oh God, I'm not going to have any alternative stations, am I? But luckily, found this one, kind of on accident while flipping through, as you do. So it's a good stuff. So I was originally going to talk about my experience at the Mad Taco and Boston's Finest Liquids. I think I'm still going to talk about it. However, I was like trying, I was like looking, I was like researching both places and going, oh my God, I'm going to sound like such an idiot if I talk about these places and not know what the heck I'm talking about. So I researched, and then I was like, I don't know when this place was founded. I can't record this podcast. I can't do this, you know, whatever. I started making all these excuses. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm making excuses about the one thing that gets me excited. Okay, there's multiple things, but this thing, the travel podcast, that's one thing that I get really stoked about. Crap, I'm speeding, but that's beside the point. Point is, I just gotta keep up with this podcast because this is something I actually like doing. So it's like, why am I avoiding this, you know? It's because of fear. And that's like the biggest, that's the biggest excuse ever. So at any rate, here's my podcast about those things. I mean, it's going to be very informal because, I mean, I'm going to like stop and be like, oh crap, I got to put air in my tires. I'm not going to record this while I'm filling up my tires now. Weird. And there's other, and the car thing, that's just another whole situation that I'm not going to get into right now. But at any rate, okay, so Lawson's. Oh, such an awesome place. So basically, like I was saying in a previous podcast, they were originally in another city in Vermont, well, a town, Warren, Vermont. So this couple, they started brewing out of their house in Warren, Vermont. They've been homebrewing for, well, the husband had been homebrewing, yeah, I think his name is Sean. He's been homebrewing for like 20 plus years, well, 20 plus years now. And then in 2008, he started the Nano Brewery in his house in Warren. And then fast forward to 2018, and they decide, you know what, we're going to go up to Waitsfield, we're going to open a brewery up there. So they did, and it is such an awesome venue. Like, I wish I could describe it better. It's like all, like, the inside, there's a bunch of just wood and nice wood and nice looking bar, kind of like an emerald green behind the bar. I want to say they have about 15 beers on tap. I tried one. I forget what it was called. It was like a maple stout. Oh, it was so good. So good. It was like 10%, so very strong. I only had a 3-ounce pour of that because I was like, you know what? I want to get lit, but not too lit. Oh no, I just said lit in my vlog. Son of a gun. Podcast. Crap. What am I saying? So that happened. It was a lot of fun. I had one of my friends who came with me. I had him take a picture of me right in front of the fireplace with my dark beer. I had to wear my black and white hat that I got from American Eagle. I was wearing flannel, posing right by the fire. looked like it was straight out of a Christmas card. May or may not have done flames and toasting beer emojis for the caption, because, hey, what can I say? I'm that extra. What else can I say about Lawson's? It was just like a really cool vibe. It was nice and open, high ceilings. Kind of reminded me of a log cabin on the inside in a way. And then they also have a retail shop, like, connected to it, which I thought was pretty interesting, pretty cool and nice. And it kind of has, like, that, the rainbow of cans. Ugh, so good. And I'm trying to think what else I tried. I mean, obviously, they had the Sip of Sunshine, which is an excellent beer, by the way. I didn't try that because I was, like, trying to try the kinds that I haven't tried before. The Space in Between, that one was good. It was a lighter beer, but it wasn't quite an IPA. It wasn't super hoppy. It kind of reminded me of a pale ale rather than an IPA, but it was still very good. It was kind of like smack in between styles. And then they had foosball, checkers, that kind of thing. They also had two arcade games, which I thought, that's a little strange, but okay. I mean, but overall, it was a good vibe, good experience. One of the bartenders reminded me of someone I used to work with back in Michigan, so that was a little like, whoa, what's happening here? But it was awesome. And my friend who went with me, he doesn't really even like beer, but he's like starting to like beer. So I'm like, okay, man, like, yeah, we can go to more breweries, totally. So that was awesome. What's even more awesome is this town of Waitsfield has a place called the Mad Taco. I could not figure out when the Mad Taco was founded, so it's been irking me. They have three locations. Waitsfield was the original, and then Montpelier, the capital, which I still don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's up there. And then they opened another location in Essex, Vermont, which is kind of near Burlington in a way, kind of like east of Burlington. Opened up there this year, actually. And I first heard about the Mad Taco through a blog called Travel Like a Local VT, or Travel Like a Local Vermont. Her name is also Erin, which I think is super weird. She also lived in Middlebury, again, super weird. And I did some creeping, and she had a birthday in November. Oh, and not to mention, she went to Lawson's Finest Liquids for her birthday. So I was like, what? And she was also in the town that I work in, Vergennes, the other day, at another brewery, Hired Hand. So I thought to myself, crap, I could go meet this lady. But then I chickened out because I was like, ugh. I would just fangirl and she'd be like, wow, this is awkward, but that's okay. Speaking of Vergennes, I'm pulling into Vergennes right now. Wow. I'm going on all sorts of tangents. The Mad Taco, what can I say about the Mad Taco? It's basically located in like a strip mall, kind of by a grocery store. It has a smoker right out front, so I mean, that sort of gives it away, but I had no idea. My friend had to point it out. He was like, okay, it's right over there. And I was like, right over where? We're in a strip mall, what? But yeah, it was right there. And it's like, you walk in the inside, it's very eclectic, colorful. They have a bar area, so you can get like a Lawson's beer, because they have those on tap. And then you just order from the counter, like whatever taco you want. You really can't go wrong with the tacos. I'm trying to think what ones I had. There was one called the Slow Burn. Literally, my friend and I were crying because of how spicy it was. And I could only eat half of it because I was dying. So, warning, if you get the Slow Burn, you're gonna die. It's spicy. It's spicy as all heck. So we ended up getting the roasted, it was like the roasted yam. Oh, that one was really good. That was like the third taco that kind of helped us calm down from the spicy slow burn with the pineapple salsa and the pulled pork. Oh God, it was ridiculous. I got a chicken taco that was pretty good. I believe it was chicken. Yeah, it was chicken. Ugh, that one was really good too. But yeah, no, the place was like really eclectic, had like picnic tables on the inside basically, and then there's an outdoor seating area too. Obviously, we didn't go to the outdoor seating area because, you know, we have snow up here. Depending on where you go. Like, I mean, some places in Vermont don't have, you know, a ton of snow. Like Vergennes doesn't even look like winter in Vergennes. Almost looks like fall, but it feels like winter. And then in Middlebury, again, similar thing, not a lot of snow, but like the further north or the further east you get, and more, you know, when you go through the mountains, more snow. So up near Bristol, Vermont, there's quite a bit of snow. Waitsfield, there was more snow, but again, this was last week when we went, so it's looking pretty chill right now. We'll see. I'm going, where we're going tonight in South Royalton, that's probably, I don't know how that's going to be, so we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, I can't, no, seriously, go to Lawson's Finest Liquids, go to get the tacos from the Mad Taco. I'd recommend the tacos, just because, you know, it's the namesake, you gotta try it. I read a lot of advice saying you should get the tostadas, which I might do that next time because they sounded super good too. But yeah, seriously, can't go wrong. I would just say start with the tacos, see how it goes. If you're going to do the slow burn, warning, be careful. They also have salsas in various, like, spice ranking systems. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. That sounds weird, but that's okay. So I would just be careful. The spices, they pack a punch. They're not joking when they say slow burn. It will burn. At first, I was thinking to myself, you know what? This isn't that bad. And then all of a sudden, mouth burst into flames. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, they didn't lie. Because, you know, sometimes when you go to places, they say that something's going to be spicy, but in reality, it's really not. My friend and I were having this discussion, of course, but we were both proven wrong. So yes, I would say go to the Mad Taco. I think it'd be a great place to just chill, hang out, especially during a snowstorm. Or if you're into skiing, which that's remains to be seen with me. I know a lot of people who are very into the winter sports of Vermont. So it's kind of near the mountains, so you could probably, you know, after a day of skiing, go to hang out at the Mad Taco, drink a beer. You can go to Lawson's, drink a beer in front of the fire, go get some more tacos. You know, you can just kind of alternate, stagger it, because they're not super close together, but they're close enough where you could go to both easily in one trip. So yeah, it's both places, I highly recommend them if you're in Vermont. Both are located in Waitsfield if you go. And I mean, if you do end up in Vermont, let me know. I can give you some, you know, advice, if you will. I'm a giver like that. I like to share the awesomeness with others. Speaking of awesomeness, I am currently following on Instagram. I am currently following a page called Saying Yes Is. Basically, it's a couple of people who have been full-time travelers for 5+ years. They just drive around Europe in their van, which I absolutely love it. I recently joined their Facebook group called the Yes Fam, just because, you know, they're focused on, you know, saying yes to life, which I really dig that, honestly. I dig that philosophy. I try to say yes more because I feel like every time I say yes, good things happen. So I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. Let's join the Yes Fam and see what happens. And I mean, both of the founders actually reached out to me and were like, we're gonna follow you on Instagram. And I'm like, holy crap, what? So I've been fangirling about that for a while. And then the friend who I've been hanging out with, going to breweries with, he also joined the group. So now it's like, we've joined the Yes Fam. We are in. We are about to adventure, have fun, you know, all that good stuff. So that's that. Ugh, I feel like I went totally crazy in this podcast. So if you're a little confused by, like, all the word vomit that just came out of my mouth, no worries. But I apologize if it's... No, I'm not going to apologize. It's my podcast. Like, this is what I do. I talk. It's mostly unedited. Oh, it's very unedited. Mostly unplanned. I do, like, a tiny bit of research, and then I start going, woo. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to tonight's adventure. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but I mean, that's all about it, right? So stay tuned for probably a podcast about that. Also, I'm going to be going back to Michigan, hopefully, for the holiday season, even though my schedule's not finalized yet and it's stressing me out. But I'll go back to Michigan. I'm sure I'll record a podcast about that. So stay tuned for that. That'll be fun. You can get some, you know, what the Aaron Stone Show host does for, you know, the holiday season. Which, you know, we can get into that. And then, I don't know, I'm thinking I'll probably do a podcast, kind of just like a why I started the podcast, why I started traveling, all this, all of that. But again, that requires planning, and I like the fly by the seat of your pants podcasting, so that's kind of how I roll. But how long have I been recording? I don't even know, because I'm already where I need to be. Oh, only 1452? That ain't bad. But I should probably start wrapping this up just because I've got things to do today, like the tire thing, which I really and truly just need to get new tires on my car. But that requires me to spend money, and I'm all just about like, oh no. It's not like I don't have money to spend. I can spend money. It's not going to kill me, especially because this car, I mean, who the heck knows? If I become a traveling nomad, I'm going to need a car that actually gets me from point A to point B and C and D and E and F and whatever other points I decide to go to. So it's like, crap. But what was I going to say? If you have any comments on this podcast, feel free to send me an email, aaronstoneshow@gmail.com. I will get to those as soon as possible. Honestly, not going to lie to you guys, I tried logging in the other day and I didn't remember my password. So I might have to reset the password. But if you do email me, I'll get back to you. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. Hell, it might not be next week. But I'll get back to you. Or if you want to send me a voice message on Anchor, I think you can do that too. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but if you want to do that, feel free. Don't know what else I'm going to say. Stay tuned for future podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Aaron Stone with The Aaron Stone Show. I don't know what else to say other than that. So have a good one and keep saying yes to life.